So, you know, that's another skill. So, oh, I don't want to write that down and send it. It takes so much time. You know, well, there's once you get it going, you know, a lot of times you can create a little infrastructure, and then you can use the same basic infrastructure and send it out to different customers, and it doesn't take too much time, and it will, it could make the difference in having them think of you. I want to point out on page 13 that there are some purchase cycle compression techniques. I don't like to talk about them because, you know, somebody's going to rely on and this is not the way to sell. But there are some cases when you can do these things here that are listed on page 13 to compress the purchase cycle. But how long is that purchase cycle, the one that I had on the board there, by the way? What's that in time?
A year.
You know, could it be 6 months? Yeah. Could it be a month? Well, I don't know that it could be a month. You know, probably not. I mean, you could find one of those easy-to-sell jobbers on the right that you could just walk in there and walk out with an order. That's very possible. But the really meaningful accounts, you're not going to have that happen in a month. It's going to be, you know, somewhere in a year time frame. Could be 6 months, but it's going to take some time unless things work well for you. All right, let's move over now to we need a system. On page 14, the system we recommend is this. Get a good Microsoft Access database. Now, the reason I say that is because Microsoft Access is a cornerstone product of Microsoft, and you can't do business without Microsoft, so most of us have that. Now, I know the Carboy is on the Lotus Notes thing, which is not a real Microsoft thing. It's an IBM thing, and there's some good points and bad points, and we're not going there, but have a database. Outlook is not a database. You could say it's a database, but it's really what they call a flat file. Outlook, if you're familiar with Outlook, and you may not be, how many of you are familiar with Outlook? Okay, most, yeah, and I use it all the time and actually teach it, but Outlook is a series of records, and it's got fields, and maybe there's 70 fields, and ACT is like this too. ACT is a flat file.
That's what I use.
Okay, that's fine, that's great, it's very simple, and it's good. Access is a fully relational database. Now, what that means is you could have another series of records over here, and you can relate these records to those records. And you can relate them by anything that matches. So what would match? Well, let's say, for example, if you had a salesman here, and the salesman's name was Rich Ford, and here you had an employee table of SECO employees, and here you had Rich Ford. This record here was Rich Ford was his name, and all his information was here. So now you could write a letter to a customer that might be up here, and you could get the salesman, his home phone, all this kind of stuff, and you could put that all into one letter, and you can have an infinite number of related tables. So the way it starts out is you got a table of companies. This is companies. What might this table be? If that's a table of companies, what might this table be? The contacts at the account. So this would be table of contacts. And you might have a link number that the computer creates, goes here, and then you have that same link number over here, and then obviously those are related by the link number. And then down here you could have actions, you could have, you know, notes or whatever the heck you want to have. You could have a gazillion things, and this is a database. So you have to have a database if you're going to keep track of stuff, and selling is all about perseverance, following up, and so on. And let me read this to you. Nothing in the world can take the place of persistence. Talent will not. Nothing is more common than unsuccessful men with talent. Genius will not. Unrewarded genius is almost a proverb. Education will not. The world is full of educated derelicts. Persistence and determination alone are the most important. So, you know, persistence. How are you persistent? Well, you got to do it with a system, systematically persistent. And that's where you ask a customer, is it all right if I send you faxes? Sure. Guy says it, make a note of it. You got to keep these notes in a database. And we use Microsoft Access because it's fully relational. and it's a database that is on most folks' computers. Use Yelp low-cost telemarketers. In my view, all of us in this room could benefit enormously from designating a certain amount of time to be on the phone, just making it part of our selling strategy. However, you got to be extremely careful with that, and not everybody has the discipline to do that, because you can say, okay, I'm going to stay home and be on the phone today, you know, and then 2 o'clock you make one call, and at the end of the day you go, what happened to the day? Because, you know, you're screwing around at the house doing other stuff and so on, and you don't make the phone calls. But if you have the discipline, or if you can set an example for a distributor, I really like that idea. Going into a distributor and telling them, look, you're going to help them set up to make phone calls. And we're going to help you do that in this program. Make phone calls, add a distributor to customers, set it up. They know you're going to come in, and maybe you spend an afternoon, you know, every other week or something, just calling customers and no interruptions, you know, and that kind of thing. Very good, in my view. Use the phone more to make contacts with customers.